Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Hecka Becca Show with your host Becca. And today I'm so excited to share that we are past the 500 downloads. As I'm recording this, it's literally at 500. So while you're listening to it, we are past 500. Yay, I am so excited. Thank you all so much who have listened, who have shared, just supporting me in any way possible. I truly, truly appreciate it. Today's episode is kind of a funky one. The reason I say that is because it's a random topic, and then I'm going to just share a lot that I think about it, kind of my opinion, some advice that I have about it. We're going to be talking about communication. And the reason I thought of creating this episode was for multiple reasons, but most recently, I was watching Love is Blind. I was on the Love is Blind train. I've been on it since season one. Actually, one of my AmeriCorps friends, she was one of my original roommates back when like we first got in the program. Her and I would watch Love is Blind, and then if it was on while we were in the program, and like we weren't on the same team, so we wouldn't like see or really talk to each other that much, but we would try to like update each other and be like, oh my gosh, did you see this episode? Did you see that episode? Like blah, 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 blah. So we would kind of fan out over it. But anyway, so on Love is Blind, I just feel like, I don't know, they had a ton of communication issues for season 6. That's just my kind of opinion on it. It's been getting really, really chaotic. And I'm the type of person who I'm here for the love story. So I don't know if I'm going to be watching season 7. I might just pop in towards the end or just watch it randomly, have it on the background, something like that, because I prefer like a really good love story versus all the drama and miscommunication that they have. But anyway, that's my little rant about Love is Blind. Today's episode, like I said, we're talking about communication. So let's go ahead and dive in. So for starters, I feel like when I was in AmeriCorps, I really had to practice communication, like my communication skills, because I was in different time zones and a lot of the people I was communicating with, I would have to try to calculate those in my head. So that's kind of my number one thing, is like try to calculate the time zone and plan a time that's going to be good to talk to other people. This is if you want to talk by phone, right? If you're texting, that's a whole nother thing. I feel like don't expect a response right away if somebody's texting you. Like I have a friend that we communicate and she responds to texts like every couple days, and that's fine. That's not a problem to me, because it's not like we're having this deep conversation, you know. It's like, just respond when you can. I'm really not tripping about it. If I really need to talk to somebody and I want it to be kind of that instant communication, just call. I know a lot of people nowadays are like, ew, phone calls. No, I'm all about the phone call. I'm all about the FaceTime. Like, you want to tell me a story, tell me. Send it in a voice note if you want, like that's fine too. But yeah, I just feel like for me, I really had to tone down my expectations of when people were responding to me. I guess that's advice that I've learned throughout my 20s, is definitely maintain your expectations. Not maintain, like correct your expectations, because people get busy and their life is different than your life. You may be the person who has to respond right away, right? And that's fine. That's great. But a lot of people don't do that. And, you know, yeah, they're on their phone all the time, but don't let that mean that it doesn't care about, that they don't care about you, or that, you know, they're too busy for you, whatever. People get busy. They may have read the message, just forgot to respond right away. Something came up in the middle of reading your message, what have you. Don't worry about it. When I was in my early 20s, I used to like freak out when people wouldn't text me right away. And I would literally look at the timestamps all the time. And then especially if people had read receipts on, I'm like, you read this like an hour ago. Why have you not responded to me? In my head, you know, obviously I didn't tell them that, because I don't like confrontation. But yeah, communication is just something that I've learned throughout my 20s, and I am still kind of learning now, especially, like I said, with the different time zones. You have to kind of figure that in, like, factor that in when you're talking to other people. You know, for me, I've learned, okay, I can call so-and-so during the day, whatever time, but now that I'm working, I don't have that luxury of just picking up the phone and calling them. I have to wait until my lunch break or try to call them when I'm leaving work and have a few minutes to talk before I get home. So that kind of thing. And then also factor in, okay, maybe they're at work, so I need to wait a little while until they're off work and home and whatever. Or I just send them a text and say, hey, I miss you. Hope everything is going well. And, you know, just kind of make sure people know I'm thinking of them. But communicating with others is definitely a full-time job. I feel like I kind of have to create a schedule in a sense. And I know that sounds maybe weird, but I create like a schedule. I say, okay, I haven't talked to this person in like 2 weeks. Let me go ahead and call them. You know, oh, it's been a month since I reached out to that person. Yikes, let me call them, you know. So I try to kind of set it up with a schedule or say, or text them if something is happening. So let's say like a holiday is going on or whatever. I'm like, hey, happy whatever day. Hope you're doing well. You know, just little texts like that, just to remind people that, yes, I'm still thinking about you. Sorry, I haven't had time to like really talk to you too much, but you're busy. I'm busy. Life is happening and it's just crazy. So definitely creating a little bit of a schedule has helped, where I'm like, okay, I don't have that much going on this day, so let me go ahead and send some texts or call somebody specifically and just kind of work that into my schedule. So we had, you know, be mindful of time zones and try to maintain, like, manage your expectations of people responding to you right away, and a little bit of scheduling in any calls or texts or whatever for you to kind of manage your communication. This next kind of advice, I didn't think they were going to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, but here we are. So apparently number 4 is going to be word choices. This is kind of interesting because I am continually learning about my word choices. I am the type of person, and also my tone, I'm the type of person who sometimes if I'm a little offended or whatever, I might sound super, like, I might offend people with my tone or the type of words I choose. I mean it really well. I have good intentions, but my word choices and my tone definitely need to be a little bit corrected. There was a time where we were going over resumes, right? And I remember I was reading through a resume and I was like, you know, I was just kind of going through it and I was like, man, this person is like really into their education, right? And they had like their GPA, their letter or whatever it's called, like summa cum laude, whatever. And so I was like, you know, like, I really like your resume. And I was like, but the whole first half of it is your education, all your lettering and stuff. Like, yes, be proud of it. But at the same time, like, an employer's not really going to care that you were summa duma cuma whatever, all these different semesters in your college career. Like, you know, and that really offended the person whose resume I was reading, because they took their education super, super proudly. They were very proud of these accomplishments. And they were like, you really need to like watch your tone when you're saying that, because you just made it sound like I like shouldn't have put that on there, and that I, you know, shouldn't be proud of these accomplishments, that sort of thing. And I really didn't realize it, but I do that a lot. Anytime I'm trying to give feedback to somebody or critique anything, you know, I definitely give a little bit of a tone, and my word choicing is just not good. So this is something that I've had to learn over and over again. And more specifically with the attachment theory too, that has really opened my eyes to how word choicing can just change a conversation, change a person, like you and a person's relationship, by just using different words. What I mean by that is, for example, So again, you may not be super into attachment theory. That's totally okay. What I do, I am more a fearful avoidant. So I get kind of anxious, but then I like pull away a lot, right? And my partner, he is a dismissive avoidant. Not specifically diagnosed, but like I think that's what he is. After doing all the things and like looking up all the videos, I'm like, yeah. So something that I'm trying to work on is how I communicate with him, because he, a lot, not him specifically, but like dismissive avoidance in general, and this is just a generalization, they, you know, don't really take criticism well. They don't take feedback very well. They think that you are trying to control them, or you are just really ragging on their character. And so one thing to kind of correct that is, when I'm trying to speak of something, I need to be more thoughtful and acknowledge effort, right? So, hey, I really appreciated when you did XYZ. Thank you so much for doing that. And if I want to critique something, I go, hey, I really appreciate the thought of you, for example, taking out the trash. I really appreciate that. Next time, can you please also put in a new trash bag? That would be really helpful as well, so I don't have to remember to go and do that. You know, and just kind of critiquing that honestly has been such a game changer in me and my partner's relationship, because I am not coming across as super harsh. My tone is not crazy. I'm trying to be more appreciative and more thoughtful and more caring about what I'm saying. And also, he's getting, you know, the ooey gooey feeling of like, wow, she really appreciates me. Thank you so much. That sort of thing. So that is something I'm learning and working on currently, is word choices and my tone, that sort of thing. And honestly, that is a big part of communication, I think, that a lot of people don't realize or understand. Okay, so for, again, a little recap, we talked about time zones, trying to figure out when to talk to people. We've talked about having to manage your expectations of response times and scheduling time to talk to people, and then also word choice. So this last one, just to kind of wrap it up, sometimes not saying anything at all is totally okay. And I used to be the type of person who I'm like, oh, it's really quiet, like, this is awkward, I need to say something. And I would just start talking about random things. And sometimes I put my foot in my mouth and I just start saying whatever's on my mind, and it probably was not good. Not that it wasn't good, it was just like, it would spiral into me talking about random things, and just not, it made no sense. And also, it was just not an encouraging thing. It wasn't, I just was like talking like I am right now. I'm just kind of talking randomly. So sometimes silence is totally okay, and you do not need to say anything. And I've definitely learned that over the years. You know, really learning when to speak up and when to not speak. Sometimes you not speaking is going to save a lot of headaches, save a lot of fights, that sort of thing. If you just kind of take a moment, pause, don't speak, and then wait until you have something actually really good to say, or you've collected your thoughts a little bit on a subject, and then you can contribute to the conversation. So thank you all so much for joining me in today's episode. I know it was really chaotic. These are just some things that I've been thinking about lately, and I just kind of wanted to get them all together in an episode. And so this is the communication episode, my thoughts on communication, and also my thoughts on Love is Blind. So thank you all so much for joining me in today's episode. I really appreciate it, and I will catch y'all in the next one. Take care.